All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 5 o'clock. Nice to have you. We have wrapped a lot about the Lions today, and it's pretty simple. 2-0-1 is awesome. It beats not winning games. But are you really buying into it? I mean, the record's the record, right? It's way better than not. But are you like me where you're afraid to buy in because actually watching the games, the thing you come away with is this team's not any good? That's kind of the big speed bump here. I mean, you play who's on your schedule. Now, you've caught some huge breaks here early. We covered it ad nauseum that the Chargers weren't the Chargers and the Eagles wouldn't be the Eagles. I mean, there's injuries, and then there's what those two teams are dealing with. And you barely beat them both. Call it what it is. You didn't look good doing it. 13-10 over the Chargers, you know what it took to win that game. And the game against the Eagles, it speaks for itself. I am worried that if they don't start playing a lot better, this 2-0-1 start is just the latest in a long line of disappointments. What do the Lions do well? That's what I'm struggling with. They can't run it. I mean, Kerryon's averaging 2.6 a carry. They have no running game. They're not lighting it up through the air. I mean, you didn't even have 300 yards of offense on Sunday. Thank God you got a kick return for a touchdown. You didn't break 20 otherwise. Defensively, the D-line has been a no-show. Teams are able to run it. Your secondary has been, I think, pretty easy to pass on. It's just, I mean, look, Chargers had 450 yards on you. Kyler lit your asses up in the fourth quarter. Carson Wentz would have had a great day, but his receivers dropped 7 passes, including the game-winning touchdown. I just don't feel like this is a well-coached team. And while I'm thankful for the 2-0-1 start, and I'm excited about it because it gives me an opportunity to feel like, hey, no matter what they do against the Chiefs, we're going to get out of this first 4 games and be able to have some hope. That's awesome. But I also know what my eyes tell me. This is a bad football team. Like, they're not playing good football. And I don't know how you would say Matt Patricia's doing a good job. Look at the games. Watch the games. Tell me that this is a good football team. I can't do it because I don't know what definable skill they have. You want to make fun of the Bears, Trubisky blows. Yeah, that's cool. They have the best defense in the league. Like, they can hang their hat on that defense week in, week out. What can you hang your hat on? I don't know yet. And the Lions have every right to improve. I'm just telling you they need to, big time. Because if they play the way they're playing now, they won't win a game in this division. You play the quality of the last 3 weeks, you'll go 0-6 against your divisional opponents. You won't beat one of them. Make no mistake about it. What we all thought were going to be a 1-2 start, you won't beat the Chargers, you won't beat the Eagles. Injuries play, just helped you right there, took care of it for you. Good. I don't give a damn. I want to win this division. But don't expect me to spit shine a turd and call it caviar. Like, this team doesn't do anything well. That's a problem. It just is, guys. You know, last week, you needed to score in the last minutes to break double digits. Want to tell me it's a good team? Missed field goals, a blocked punt in week 1, a blocked field goal in week 3. Special teams, no bueno. 2.6 yards a carry on the ground. Not good. And defensively, guys, it doesn't look good. It just doesn't. For all the money and the talent that's there, it's not showing up. It's not there right now. So kind of getting concerned. And if you're going to require the other team to drop seven passes or hand you the ball multiple times, fine, but the winning won't continue. So I'm excited. I'm kind of holding my breath. I'm hoping they can play a really competitive representative game against Chiefs Sunday. And then we hit the bye week and kind of assess what we think the rest of this season holds. Now, a win over the Chiefs, well, that's a whole different ball of wax. Then you're announcing to the world we're for real. Now, that's just something my brain can't comprehend. But if you want to get the doubters to go away, or better yet, you just want to believe, well, there's one surefire way you can get that done. You go out and beat the Chiefs. There's no one allowed to not be on the bandwagon. But I'm not going to hold them to that standard. I just need them to play a really good game. Do what Baltimore did last week. They went to Kansas City and fought their asses off. You can pull that off. I think it would give me a little bit more credibility to go, hey, maybe this team's going to be all right. I mean, hell, I was already more positive about them than the national media. I thought they were probably could get to 9 wins. But I don't know that gets you in the playoffs. And if you're 2-0-1, you need to play a hell of a lot better if you want those wins to continue. 248-539-9797. Sully, David, you want to wrap? Let's go.
Yeah, I wish I could just drink the Kool-Aid and chug it right now. But hey, part of that is the past with this team. And I hate bringing up the history and SOL stuff. I get it. But yeah, part of that is why I'm reluctant to just drink the Kool-Aid right now and say, hey, everything's great. And well, sure, I'm very happy that they're 2-0-1. And if you told me that at the bye week they would be 2-2 or better, which they will be, I would have taken it. My biggest concern, though, is the red zone offense. I think that this team has a major problem right now of getting down into the red zone, into scoring territory, and just not cashing in. If you want to put teams away, if you want to be a good football team, you have to turn some of these red zone trips into touchdowns, and they're just not doing a good enough job of that right now.
Well, and again, look, it's pretty obvious when you look at these games. This is why I don't like doing the schedule game with people. All it takes is one injury. I mean, go ahead. Between now and then, if Aaron Rodgers falls down the stairs, that Packers game could look a lot different. What you saw with Philly and what you saw with L.A., that might be the two most banged up teams you'll face all year. Take the good luck and do something with it. Take the good fortune and build on it. Give this fan base something they can be proud of. Because I don't feel, oh, I'm proud. Oh, this is a good team. Look, if you blew the Chargers' doors off 28-10, oh, we'd be singing a different tune. If you went into Philly and dropped a 30 burger on them, you know, like 38-13, we ain't talking about 7 drops by the Eagles. But you're not playing that level of football. Sully's right. You had every opportunity to blow that game wide open. You couldn't do it. You had an opportunity to ice that game. You couldn't do it. And then you imploded getting the field goal blocked. And thank God there was a terrible call of a block in the back that I still can't find that kept the ball from being in the red zone.
Well, and here's the bigger picture.
That's not what a good team is.
I'm not saying I need the Lions to even win in a blowout. I need to see the Lions play a complete game of football.
Yes.
Start to finish.
Yes.
I don't want this stuff like Arizona or like last week where they're taking their foot off the gas and that
Sully
type of thing.
Doesn't
play
coach
a complete
that
game.
Stuff.
Yeah, play a complete game. Just go out there, play 4 quarters of football. I know that sounds cliche, but this team hasn't played 4 quarters of football. Put together a full game against somebody.
And I'll tell you one thing. It's a good thing the other team is making a ton of errors because you're making a ton. If you were playing clean and the other teams were screwing up, I'd actually give you credit for it. You're not, though. I want to buy in, but I'm going to need more to do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.